the feelings are coming from people who are practically strangers who think you were uncool for liking the Wonder Girls.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Romance Class Podcast. Romance Class is a community of Filipino authors of romance in English. Since 2013, our community has helped over 80 authors publish over 100 books. We also have a podcast, which is what you're watching or listening to right now, and it has been a space to explore more of what we can do with the books and what we can discuss with the authors. This podcast is produced by Mina Villasguerra and Tanya Arpa and is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Before we start, we would like to remind everyone to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Head over to kilig.pub/YouTube, hit the subscribe button, and also click on the bell to be notified when a new video is coming up. My name is Mina Villasguerra, and I am not hosting the episode today. More on that in a little bit. The topic that we're covering in this episode is our K-pop and K-drama influences. This discussion is absolutely needed. K-pop and K-drama's influence on the manuscripts and books by romance class authors has been clear to me, but I wasn't actually referencing it in the lectures or classes. We produce work in a form that we associate with the US, but our romance media influences are from everywhere. I'll be helping out with a Q&A maybe later, I don't know, but Tara Frejas will be hosting the episode today. Hi, Tara!
Hi, Mina! Hi, everyone!
So you have an interesting, yes, you have an interesting panel, and we would love to hear what you all have in store and what you're going to share and maybe reveal. So take it away, Tara. Thank you.
Thank you, Mina. So hi again, everyone. My name is Tara Frejas. I am a romance author who has been a K-pop fan and a K-drama fan since TVXQ's Rising Sun and the SBS drama Lovers in Paris. Oh my God, I'm dating myself. I will be your host for this episode where we will be discussing how K-pop and K-drama have influenced the way we write our books and characters. So because the scope is pretty broad, we have decided to split this episode into two parts. The first part is going to be K-pop and the second part is going to be K-drama. So let's get the ball rolling with the K-pop segment of this episode. Joining us are authors Denise May P. Season, Kat Briones, and Six De Los Reyes. Hello,
hello.
Hi.
Hey, guys. Yeah,
okay. So before we dive in, I'm just going to do a quick definition of terms before we, you know, before we continue with this discussion. So when you say K-pop, it's a term that's been used to describe or refer to the Korean popular music, which has been influenced by various musical styles like jazz, rock, R&B and hip hop and so forth. And the people who perform these music are called K-pop idols. So that's what we're going to talk about today, the K-pop idols, the music and the fandom. So, all right, let's start with some introductions, shall we? Authors, please introduce yourselves and tell us what your fandom/S is or are and the work or characters you've written that have been influenced by K-pop. Let's do alphabetical order, starting from Denise.
Okay. Hey, guys. Hello. I am Denise May P. Season. I'm a romance class author. So far, I think everything that I've written recently that have been published or produced have been influenced by K-pop. So I wrote Flipping the Script, which is a YA novella. And I also have a story called Shipping Included, which is part of the Start Here anthology. Most recently, I've written the Boys Love web series called Boys Lockdown. So later, we'll get into how K-pop influenced me in creating these stories. By the way, I am an XOL, and Kai is my ultimate bias.
Kat, you're next.
Okay, hi, my name is Kat Briones. I'm a romance class author. I've also been a K-pop fan since 2010. My main fandoms are Girls' Generation, showing the photo book now, also known as Sonyeondae or SNSD, as well as SHINee and EXO. My works influenced by K-pop are first the NA novella called Chasing Mr. Prefect, as well as my story called Luck from the Skies, which is part of the romance class anthology called Start Here.
And finally, Six.
Hi, everybody. My name is Six De Los Reyes. I am also a romance class author, and I've been in the K-pop fandom since Shinhwa, Perfect Man, I think. And then my name, I was like 5 years old. We're only 25. And, my main group are 2PM and Basic. Actually, this one, this very special person. I think of my works, the ones that are most influenced, I would say all of them, but maybe not in the way that you might think, or maybe exactly the way you think. We will find out later.
Okay, so before I go to the next question, I'm going to say I am a Cassiopeia. I am a TVXQ fan since 2005. And the works that have been inspired by K-pop for me are Scandalized and Play It By Ear, which are both about the Korean music industry. So, okay, next. Let's go to the first question. Are you ready? Since you've mentioned these books and stories that have been inspired by K-pop, my next question is, how did these idols, their music, how did they influence the way you write the books and the characters? Let's start with Denise.
Okay. So this is a deep question. Okay, so K-pop has been inspiring me since I dove deep into it, like in 2013 or so. But for me kasi, parang I feel that K-pop kasi is a rabbit hole that, you know, you're not ready to dive into, but you dive into it anyway, willingly. And somehow, it ends up saving your life and your sanity, which I know it has done for many people. And I feel that it is a wonderful invention that yun nga, has saved many lives, and it just keeps on giving. So I think my work doesn't directly allude to K-pop references, except for shipping included.
If you're planning to produce your own podcast too, consider using Anchor to do it. The Romance Class podcast is now distributed via Anchor to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many other places, and it's free. They also provide creation tools so you can record and edit your podcast on your phone or your device of choice. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
But there are a lot of elements that have influenced it. Mostly, especially for yung sa shipping included kasi, it's about two K-pop titos who meet outside of a K-pop concert. So they're not fans of the genre, but the people they love are very much into it. So for me kasi, masanay ako na to fangirl over something on my own. But since discovering K-pop, I feel that finding your place within a fandom community is really important, and that can influence the work. So that's what happened here with shipping included. I feel that K-pop brings a unique fandom experience, at least in my experience, that I haven't experienced before in other fandoms that I've delved into. For example, there are unique adventures that happen outside of a K-pop concert. And I think that informed the story of shipping included. So these two titos meet outside of a K-pop concert, and they really don't know what they're getting into, much like K-pop. And parang I feel like it's also something like falling in love. Parang you don't know what you're getting into when you're getting into K-pop, but you get into it anyway. So mainly yun yung nangyari dun sa shipping included. So sa flipping the script naman, that is most directly influenced kasi yung peg ng love interest is si Do Kyung-soo of EXO. So meron siyang nilabasan na he appeared in a web series called Be Positive, wherein his character is a student filmmaker. And that really informed the character of si Pabs Paglinawan. So I clearly patterned it after him. And then the last thing I did, the most recent thing that I did was writing Boys Lockdown. I stole the characters' names from Shiny's Ki and EXO's Chen. But I think that's where the reference is stopped. In terms of siguro the shipping dynamics, kumuha ko from how I feel they interact or some of these idols interact backstage or when they're together, yung mga moments na ganun. So that's pretty much how it has influenced me as an author. I take these elements that I see, observe, and shape them into the stories that I make. So yeah, that's pretty much it for me.
Thank you, Denise. How about you, Kat?
I think K-pop influenced my writing the most in terms of characterization. Since I follow a girl group, so I think a lot of their personalities or mannerisms got channeled into my main characters. No specific siguro na personal na aesthetic or album or MV. Mostly, it's how their personalities were marketed when they guested in variety shows. Like, for example, my main character in the book, Chasing Mr. Prefect, Vinny, she's a mix of how Girls' Generation is or how they are in reality shows. Not saying that Girls' Generation is difficult because my MC is difficult. but it's mostly the part that they're dorks. They say what's on their mind to the point of being callous, and they don't have a filter when they're pissed off with each other or when they call friends out. You know, another thing in K-pop that I saw and unconsciously adapted with my characterization is how well not only Girls' Generation, but some of the groups, male or female, that I follow, is that when they're friendly or close, they tend to be very slapstick towards their peers, like hitting or kicking or paghampas is a normal thing when people are comfortable. No matter the context, masaya ba sila? Did they find what the other person said to be funny? Are they annoyed? Ayun, light hitting or kicking is seen as normal interactions among friends or idols guesting in variety shows. Another thing is shipping. Like in the story I wrote for Start Here, Luck from the Skies. So Asher and Chan, these two boys became popular as models in a reality show and were shipped together. That was mostly influenced by K-pop because for a time, I shipped this boy group pairing na itago na lang natin sa pangalang Hunhan, which is a pairing from EXO. Yeah, that's it for me.
Thank you, Kat. Now we move on to Six.
Okay, so I think it's difficult to discuss your influences, your K-pop influences, without making a trip into the fanfic category. So a lot of, I suppose, we can almost generalize in a sense that a lot of our writing will be influenced in the sense that we have all dived into the K-pop fanfics at some point in our fandom life. Or maybe we still are, secretly. So I think a lot of the influences there is just based on shipping, on the shippy fics, their dynamics, and how you really... It's the science in how you show how two people interact with each other, the dynamics of their ship. So I think it's really mostly, for me, a lot of being in the fanfic area of the fandom as well. And also the music videos. Like, there are a lot of music videos that have these sort of themes. We call it sometimes an era in their... or a phase of their discography. And when you watch these music videos, sometimes there are stories in them, or sometimes it's just a general look that they have that inspire these stories. So that's mostly it for me, I think.
Great. Thank you, Six. So Denise, Kat, and Six have shared pretty much everything that has also influenced me to write my characters and my books. But there's one aspect in Scandalized and Play It By Ear that really kind of influenced most of the Backstage Pass series happenings, and there the gossip and the comment section for the fandoms that in the fandoms included in whatever news that's coming out, because people or fans actually have really very, you know, they have varied expressions when their favorite idol becomes rumored to be dating somebody.
Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. It's free. They provide tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or laptop or whatever device you're using. Anchor will distribute it for you. So like the Romance Class podcast, your podcast can be on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many other places. Everything you need to make your podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Or seeing somebody, and a lot of them are really responding negatively, and they veer into that territory where they just, it's not a good place to be. Like, when you look at the comment section, it's very ugly, and that's something that I included in my books, especially for Scandalized. And so that was one of the aspects of K-pop that really influenced how I wrote that series. So, yeah. Okay, so let's move on to the next question. Is there a K-pop song, album, or playlist that helped you finish a story or a book? Let's start with Denise.
SNSD's G has provided the background music or the scoring of many a scene that I've written, in particular for Shipping Included. G pretty much figures into the love story of Kiko, the MC, the Kiko and David, his LI. So it's even mentioned in the story itself. I just feel like the song is sobrang visual niya and encapsulates that feeling of falling in love for the first time. It even leads in with my first love story. So how perfect is that really to score any romance that is forming in your mind? And apart from Shipping Included, I've also used it to score the scene in Boys Love, in my head at least, the scene where Chen sees Ki for the first time. It's that, you know, that banjak feeling that is always so reliable for me as an author. For when I was writing the web series, I made a playlist of all the songs, the K-pop songs that I wanted included, of which of course will never happen in real life. But Royal Pirates Haru was also there. I recommend you check it out. They're no longer active, unfortunately, but that song is really, it's Chef's Kiss. So those are my main K-pop track essentials for when I'm writing, essentially.
Thanks, Denise. I was surprised you mentioned Royal Pirates, and my heart kind of jumped.
I know.
I miss them. I miss them. They had.
They were actually the first group that I really liked when I was deciding to jump into the K rabbit hole. So yeah, Royal Pirates. They are missed.
Yeah, definitely. So in the comments, Bridge said something, snippet naman daw ng Dako, Dancing G. Alright, so
sure,
let's move on to Kat.
For Chasing Mr. Prefect, the songs Forever and Complete, also by Girls' Generation, helped me a lot, especially with the ending, because I was struggling to write the Happily Ever After, and okay, I thought for this couple, this is what, because the couple is, the main characters are both fans of Girls' Generation in the book. Well, at least I named them something else. But I used it to inspire myself to write a HEA or HFN that would fit a couple that would choose that. Ayun. Tapos, another thing is For Luck from the Skies for Asher and Chan. The basis mostly or feels from conceptualization up until writing the last chapter was the song Angel or Into Your World by EXO. Kasi yun yung basis, like, they didn't know each other yet and slowly they wanted to see what it was like from each other's points of view. Ayun.
How about you, Six? Thank you, Kat.
Okay, so for me, a lot of times, like the music that I play to finish a certain scene or even a book doesn't usually vibe with what I'm writing. But a lot of times, I play battle music from Skyrim or Assassin's Creed. But I remember very specifically when I was writing Feels Like Summer, I had Day 6 on repeat. But at that time, they only had two mini albums, I think, so the first one and the second one. And so those are what I had. Oh, sorry, the dog. So those were the two mini albums I had on repeat. And then also for anytime I have to write Nico, Riz, and Isaiah, I always have to play 2PM. So it's their two studio albums, Grown and Number 5. From Number 5, it's specifically Hotter Than July. So it really fits, not necessarily the vibe, but I guess the underlying feeling of summer, mostly, since I really like writing about people in the summer doing summery things. So that's mostly it. Also, you know, with 2PM, sometimes it gets a little steamy. So that helps writing steamy things.
Can you recommend one steamy 2PM song? Just for kicks.
Let me see. There is Nobody Else, and then there's also Good Man.
Okay, Nobody Else and Good Man by 2PM for steamy scenes.
There's more. There's always Honey Poon, All Day Think of You. You should also probably watch the MV.
Oh, okay. We'll check that out for sure. Okay, so I'm gonna answer this question. I have mentioned this before in the Rockstars episode, because I have been listening to a lot of FT Island as well, even though I'm a TVXQ fan, but I also really like FT Island's music. So I listen to a lot of Pray, the rock heavy music that they produce. So Pray, Bare, Lovesick, those songs, I listened to them a lot while I was writing Scandalized. And for Play It By Ear, it was a lot of Park Hyo-shin's music. It suddenly became really sad because there's a part in that book that's really, it's really very heavy. And that song, Wildflower by Park Hyo-shin, was really the one song I was listening to the entire time I was writing, like, the second half of Play It By Ear. So yeah, so that helped me a lot. That actually concludes the first part of this episode. So thank you so much, Denise, Kat, and Six. If you're tuned into our live stream, you'll be seeing more of them later during our free-for-all discussion. But for now, we'll be moving on to the K-drama section of this episode. And I will be joined by authors Chi Rodriguez and J.E. Tria.